You're listening to NewsHour with Claire Balderson. Cases of twins conjoined at the head are rare. Successful operations to separate them rarer still. But today, the British press is full of pictures of 11-month-old twin girls, Rital and Ritag, from Sudan after a series of procedures that mean their heads are no longer fused together. They're completely separate and apparently quite healthy. Their father, Abdelmajid Gabura, has been speaking to the BBC.
When I see them, I feel as if we got a great gift from Allah, firstly, and from the people who are here, who helped us. And I was preparing myself to live with conjoined twins forever. But I think we are lucky enough to have two normal separate children.
Well, Simon Eccles is a consultant craniofacial surgeon who was involved in the operations, and he told me how the surgeons did it.
It's a series of operations with lots and lots of planning beforehand because, of course, you need to find out what the degree of conjoinment, if you like, is, how joined they are together, and whether the brains are separate and whether they share different arteries and veins around the brain, which, in fact, these girls did.
So they shared arteries, but they didn't share brains. That's a crucial thing, isn't it?
That's right. In fact, they shared veins, in actual fact, but their brains were entirely separate. There's one bony head, if you like, and actually underneath that there are two brains separated by dura, which is one of the delicate layers around the brain, but perforating that are veins draining the brain. And of course, if one damages those at the time of surgery, then that may prejudice the life of one or both of the girls. So the sort of preoperative investigations were key in really determining whether the surgery was possible at all.
And of course, their health must have been key as well. How were they when you started all this?
Well, we'd sort of had some preliminary investigation. In fact, when they arrived here, Ritaj, who was the smaller of the twins, actually was already showing signs of heart failure because she was having to provide a lot more blood, not only for her own brain, but also for her twins as well. And so there were already signs that she was beginning to suffer, and that was one of our key things, really, to make sure they were as fit as they were going to be, but also not to delay too long, because had she become too weak, then the surgery may have been impossible and one or both of them may have perished in the surgery.
And it is remarkable, because this all took several months, didn't it?
It did. They came over in April, and we began the surgery soon after, and it lasted about 3 months or so, the first two stages to separate the brains and the blood supply, the third to insert some tissue expanders or balloons underneath the skin of the scalp to stretch it up so that when we separated them, each had enough tissue to close the head. And then the final separation, you know, less than a month ago, and it was, you know, I was actually part of the final surgery. It was the most amazing thing, I have to say. It was quite incredible to see these two little girls that had spent all their life joined together were then, you know, two separate little girls. And you know, as you heard from Dr. Gabura speaking initially, it was an amazing thing, and they were fantastic in their support. And I think to provide him and his wife with two little girls was an amazing achievement.
What was the most amazing moment for you? I mean, all of it sounds incredible to those of us who would never think of yes. How you even approach any of this. But for you, the point that, I guess, brought tears to your eyes, what was it?
There were several of those, actually, but I think probably at the sort of final surgery where, you know, the final connections were severed, and actually then we one twin stayed in one operating theatre and the other twin went next door. And all the attendant things, I mean, it's a huge team event, as you can imagine, and two very skilled sets of anaesthetists and everyone supporting them. But to actually take them apart and then actually then to go and tell the parents that the surgery was successful and they now have two baby girls. You know, I shall always remember the look on the parents' faces. It was a very group emotional experience, shall I say.
And just very briefly, they are healthy. Are there worries about how their health in the future?
Not really. I mean, so far as we know, we've done scans and things subsequently. They seem to be functioning independently. They're both doing all the things that 11-month-old girls should do. Of course, they're going to go back home and we will follow them closely over there here if necessary to make sure that they're fit and healthy. But, you know, we would hope that those two girls would now have normal lifespans and be able to engage in all the things that children of their age should be able to do.
And that was craniofacial surgeon Simon Eccles. The passenger